Hello, and welcome to another edition of We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I am your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 133. 133! That's amazing. If you're a regular listener of the show, you know that we are part of a network of shows called We Own This Town. There's a bunch of different podcasts from a bunch of different Nashville hosts, and it's entirely likely that there's something on there that would entertain you. This past week, we announced a new show coming to the network entitled Everything Nice from Ryan Archer of Sugar Spice Booking. She's been booking and promoting events around the area for the past 3 years, and, well, you know what? Let's just hear her tell it.
Hi, I'm Ryan Archer. I'm a promoter in Nashville, Tennessee, booking shows in Nashville's DIY scene as Sugar Spice over the past 3 years. I've met musicians and artists from all walks of life, from all over the US and abroad. Now I'm taking my experiences one step further, and I'm bringing them to you via my new podcast, Everything Nice. I will be interviewing the musicians and players that make things happen in the DIY community in Nashville and other communities around the Southeast, with a focus on identity and how our complex backgrounds and lived experiences shape the way we navigate and create in DIY culture. I'm really excited to share these stories with you. The first episode drops at the end of February through the We Own This Town network. So head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen, and follow or subscribe to Everything Nice. See you soon. Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Really looking forward to getting that one out there to you all. So head over to weownthistown.net and click on podcasts, and you can see all of the subscribe links for Everything Nice. You can just search for it in your Apple Podcast app or your Spotify or whatever. It's already up there. So just go subscribe to it. You're going to want to hear it. I have heard the interviews. I've heard the recording sessions. They're great. So insightful and interesting. So really, really excited to get that out to you. Okay. All right. Let's get on to the music. I had a wonderful problem this week in that I had way too much music to shift through. I didn't even know what to play and what to hold off on. So I'm going to try and keep this show to a reasonable runtime, but it was really hard to make cuts and I just threw a bunch in here. I think we've got 8 songs to get through today. So I will keep my reviews and insights short and brief as much as I am short and brief, but you know, we're going to get 8 songs in. But the stuff that I don't get to, I'll probably just play on another episode. So, you know, it comes and it goes. But we've got 8 songs to play, so let's just dive right into it. Let's get started. Up first, brand new, Adia Victoria.
I'm going up them stairs. I'm gonna pack a bag. I'm gonna do everything in the world that my grandma ever wished she had. And I don't want no man hunting after me. I'm gonna take the first train I can catch straight out of Carolyn Light. And if I can stay away for good, I ain't coming back this time. She don't be looking for me. Devil in between the trees, devil pointing a gun at me.
That was Idea Victoria with Parkalette Road from the brand new album Silences. That album was released yesterday, Friday the 22nd, and it is stellar. There's been an NPR first listen preview up for about a week now, and I listened to it a bunch of times. It's great. It's really a phenomenal vibe. She recorded it upstate New York with Aaron Desner from The National. The whole record really kind of has like a subversive dark vibe to it that fuses all kinds of influences. There's like classic R&B and soul and blues, but there's also country and psych rock. It has a lot going on, but it's never inconsistent or overwhelming. It's a really interesting record as a whole with a lot thrown into it. I highly suggest giving it a listen. So I said I was going to be brief this week, so that's all I'll say about that. Do go listen to it. It's great. I think she's touring as well. I imagine seeing it live is wonderful. All right, up next, a new one from Black Cat Sylvester named Horse with Low Mane.
Not that we needed all that for the trip. But once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
That was Horse with Low Mane from the new three-song Black Cat Sylvester EP. For lack of a better term, it's got a dark and sexy vibe to it. That bass line and throbbing keyboard and those female vocals just feel like something sultry. I'm sorry you had to hear me say that, but it's true. It feels that way. Along with these new songs, there's also some really interesting things of note happening in the Black Cat Sylvester camp. First and foremost, he basically erased his entire social media, just removed all previous posts and started over. it's not an unheard of thing, and he didn't drop all of his followers or anything insane like that, but it's still not really a common thing to do. Coupled with that reset was a series of new videos on his Instagram depicting him wearing like a spacesuit helmet and fighting some sort of invasive organism. It was weird, but it was alluring. There's also an official video that goes along with this track with some very impressive production values. There's definitely a drone involved, I'll say that much. One last note, I really love that song title, Horse with Lo Mein. It feels like a bit of a dig on Chinese food, but still funny to me. All right, here comes an unexpected surprise, a new one from Faux Ferocious. That was Faux Ferocious with Price of Progress off of the brand new album Pretty Groovy. That's released on Burger Records yesterday, February 22nd. So I was just browsing the old Instagram, cruising through my followers, and saw this announcement of a new song that was up with a new album coming with it. And I had no idea. It was such a wonderful treat. Brand new Faux Ferocious. I really loved the last release from them, the oddly named 12-inch on Drop Medium Records. It was literally called 12-inch, I think. And this song just sort of continues that same vibe, but with more of it. There's a real continuity between that previous record and what I'm hearing here that's a bit of a dark and sinister vibe. So I haven't heard the whole record yet, though I did buy it today, but I'm confident I will not be disappointed. Very excited to hear new Faux Ferocious. I hope you are as well. Very much into that song. Let's keep the dark theme going. Here's another surprise treat, another single I had no idea was on its way. This is a new song from Z.
Thank you.
Whoa. All right. That was Z with Paper Rad from the Paper Rad single out on Cold Lunch Recordings. We have played Z on the show a number of times before, and I was really excited to hear this breakneck new song. There's a whole album coming out this spring on Cold Lunch Recordings, as I mentioned. That song is frantic. It's so frantic, it's almost panic-inducing, but I really like that tension, particularly when it transitions into that somewhat of a metal riff. It's amazing. It really just like makes my body tense up. That's a visceral reaction to a song, and I feel good about it. I still haven't seen them live yet, and it's kind of killing me. I imagine the intensity of those songs only gets dialed up another 300%. So on my list for 2019, go see Z. Gotta do it. All right, well, that new single is out on all the streaming platforms, and as I get more details about the album, I'll be sure to share it here on the podcast, likely on the website, probably on the Twitter, maybe on the Facebook, all those different social places we are at. We own this town, weownthistown.net. Just got to plug that in there real quick. Okay, I'm really rushing here. I think you can probably tell, but woo, tearing through. Can you hear how parched I am? Anyway, all right, let's get out of this dark vibe. Here's a track from late 2018 that I somehow managed to miss. This is Peppermint Boys. See, that was much more lighthearted. I can't explain it, but I love that falsetto vocal. There's something so perfectly strained about it. I find it very enjoyable, a little endearing, and refreshingly different. That EP is titled Peppermint. Get it? It's got EP in there because it's an EP. Peppermint. I don't know how to pronounce it, but lowercase p, uppercase e, uppercase p, permit. Peppermint. I don't know. Sounds like maybe you're hiccuping, but whatever it is, it's fun. Fun to say, fun to listen to. The rest of that release is equally as smooth, but without the persistent falsetto. I was tempted to play the track Lived In because it's got a nice zone out vibe to it, but I went with the Lance Konzett rule of music and decided to play the banger. So it's a great listen. Go check it out and see them when they play live, which I believe they do pretty regularly. All right, next up, a fun discovery for me and now for you. This is Time Clocks. Okay, that was Time Clocks, C-L-O-X, with Not Enough from the Not Enough single. So fun story here. I noticed over on the old We Own This Town Instagram that a Time Clocks account started following me, and I had no idea who it was, hadn't heard of it, so I cruised over to their Bandcamp, gave it a listen, and enjoyed it. They didn't even submit their music. They just followed us on Instagram, and boom, now they're on the show. See how easy that is? You can do it too. Follow us. We'll check it out. All right, there's a bunch of single songs over on the Time Clocks Bandcamp, and it's pretty interesting to listen to them in chronological order because the production certainly improves with each song, but the songwriting is enjoyable from the start. I mean, there's an improvement to all of it, both songwriting and production, but you know, there's clearly chops there to start off with, and it's nice to hear. So go listen to Last Night and Back for a very different musical style, but another entirely enjoyable track. I mean, hell, they're all enjoyable in some way. Time Clocks, enjoyable. There's your review. There's your pull quote. This song in particular has sort of an early Liz Phair-esque style production and confessional vibe to it. Lyrically, it's pretty vulnerable, but it's also really confident in its declaration of the wrongdoing. More of that, please. Big fan. So, okay, another Bandcamp discovery of mine up next from an act simply titled Peter. Thank you. All right, that was the single Feared and Weird from Peter, which you can check out at peterpeterpeter.bandcamp.com. If you're going to use a single common name for your releases, at least embrace that for fun repetition, which obviously Peter has done here. If I'm not mistaken, the Peter in question here plays a bass with Lila's and was the main guy in the band Best Friend. I know that because I read a No Country for New Nashville article that said exactly that. This song is actually meant to pay homage to the Lilas, and there are supposedly three more songs coming down the pipe at some point, so that's pretty exciting. I thought this particular track was pretty spellbinding. The bass line and the drums kind of dazzled me. I mean, I just locked in. Spellbinding. True use of the word spellbinding. It's really got a classic psychedelic vibe to it, almost drum circle-esque, and I mean that in the most positive of ways. I know you often don't think of drum circle and positivity in the same realm, but it works. It really works. The lyrics, if you picked up on them, are equally fascinating. Here's a little snippet. Ruby rings and diamond things and junk. I heard word of a big black bird whose wings were stiff. Whatever that means, I'm on board. Also, I'm looking forward to those three new tracks. Got an eye on Peter, following him on Twitter. Hopefully get some news about new tracks. Maybe we can debut one here. Let us know, Peter. That was 7 of 8 songs, so here we go with the final one. This is a rather bizarre thing I found from a group called Obazi. Prepare yourself. Okay, that was Obazi with Tame the Beast from Serengeti Head Spaghetti. Yeah, I can't put words to that, but I know I liked what I heard. I got a little background for you. I don't know if you've been over to the packing plant in Wedgwood, Houston, where there's a bunch of art galleries, like Channel to Channel and the Back Alley Art Gallery, but there's a zine in there. You might see it other places as well, called Salt Weekly. It's been making the rounds, pretty entertaining, and that's where this stems from. There's a section in that called Crud's Corner, where journalist Crud Fleming kind of spouts off, and he reviewed this Obazi virtuoso in a recent issue. So it's remarkable that this even exists, and it's labeled Visionary Rainstick Virtuoso. That's incredible. So that's literally all I know. No clue who Obazi is or the details, but they don't really even matter. It's just a strange combination of instrumentation and implementation of that instrumentation. I don't even want to give it context. Is it really just a drum machine loop, a rain stick, and some samples? I hope so. Okay, well, that does it for this edition of We Own This Town. As always, any questions, comments, submissions, suggestions, or general feedback can be directed to at We Own This Town on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hit us up at weownthistown.net. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you soon. Bye. Hello, and welcome to another edition of We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to... Gross. Gross lip smacking. Start over, dude.